Machine Repeat here, folks. This segment of AgriTalk brought to you by our friends at Dakota Ag Innovations, makers of Dakota Shine, the best way I've seen to fix faded paint. Go to dakotashine.com or call 888-996-7801.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Laurie. Glad that you are with us on this Monday morning, a chilly Monday morning. We have got a lot of ground to cover with Greg Peterson, Machine Repeat. Let's get him in here. Greg, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Chip, how are you doing?
Doing okay. Okay. Pick of the week. This is crazy.
Yeah, pick of the week. We're going down to Paris, Missouri. My good friends, Chaz Wheeler, Kirby Fecht with Wheeler Auctions and Real Estate had their big annual consignment, January consignment auction on Saturday. It's kind of an all-day affair. Tons of equipment, I think over 2,500 pieces and so many to choose from. But how about the highest auction price ever on a tractor? A 21 model John Deere 9620 RX, 450 hours, came in at $625,000. And Wheeler had just set the record back on December 16th on a Carthage, Illinois auction, where a 20 model 9620 RX, 571 hours, went for $610,000. So that was pretty eye-opening. And then they also had the highest auction price ever on a planter, a 22 model Case IH 2160, 36 row 20 inch precision planter, 3,600 acres on it, that sold for $366,000.
Man,
that went 20,000 over the record. Four of the five highest auction prices on planters ever have all come in the past month. And of course, the deal here is if you want a new planter, you're SOL, you can't get one. Yeah. They're all pre-sold. Price has gone up 2-3 times on them. And, again, good used ones, late model are just going, going through the roof right now.
Did you say four of the five highest auction prices in the last month on planters?
Yep. Wow. Last month we filmed one for our TV show out in Northwest Iowa back early December, a 21 model Kinsey 4705, 36 row 20 inch. That was pretty telling there, Chip. The, my auctioneer friend, Tom Pauly, when you're at an auction, the auctioneers will say, "Hey, give me 300,000 at the start," which basically tells you what they're hoping it will go for. And it went for 326. So, I mean, if you need a planter and you can't get a new one, you're just competing to get these good used ones and the prices are just skyrocketing.
Wow. Okay. And what else down there at that consignment?
Well, see the thing, it's amazing. Cause it's, if statistically you get the highest auction price ever on a tractor, highest on a planter, and then lost in the wash. How about a 2000 model John Deere 7810 tractor, only 1,552 hours on it. So, kind of unique unicorn there, but it brought up 137.5, which is the fourth highest auction price ever on a 7810. And by the way, same deal, four highest auction prices ever on 7810s, which, I mean, they're over 20 years old, four highest prices ever, all from the past 2 years. Yeah. They also had a 92 model John Deere 4960 that had people yakking. That went just under 5,000 hours. That sold for $80,000. So hats off to Chaz and Kirby and the guys for an unbelievable day Saturday in Paris, Missouri.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, even that 92 Deere for just for 80,000, that's an impressive price on that one.
Okay. It is.
Yep. Okay. You were filming over in Walnut, Illinois, right?
Yeah. Last Thursday, retirement auction for Duff and Julie Dimmig. Duff is just a cool guy. Great guy to visit with. So fun to film. And this was a similar auction in that it had, I could go 15 directions on what to write about or feature, but I came away wowed by the five Peterbilts that they sold.
Okay.
I'm telling you, the buzz on these things before, during, and after was just incredible. So let's just rattle them off. They had an 07 Pete 379 Cat C15 engine, just over 355,000 miles. That baby went for $198,000. The one that really people were talking about the most was the older 379. It was an 01 model, again, with a Cat C15, just over 519,000 miles. That one for 152 and a quarter. Amazing. And then they had a couple Pete 335 grain trucks, an 07 model with 105,000 miles. That sold for 155. That's the all-time highest auction price on a 335. And then they had an 06 335, about double the miles, 211,000 and change. That went for 141 and a quarter. So again, just smoking. And then again, like I say, the sale, I mean, they also had a 2018 KSH Steiger 620 quad track, just under $1,600 with the buyer's fee that went for 471 and a quarter, which clipped in as the all-time record price. Now that lasted for 2 days because Wheeler on Saturday in Missouri, they sold a 20 model with 766 hours for 485. But again, back to Walnut, Illinois, they had a planter, a 2019 John Deere 1775 NT 24 row, just over 10,000 acres. That brought 281 and a quarter, second highest price ever on a 1775 NT. Duff had a couple Hagee sprayers. He was big into the seed corn business. He had a 16 model STS 16. That one had 2,100 hours on it. And still, it went for 312.5, second highest price ever. And then he had an older, a 12 model STS 12 with 1,743 hours. That went for 321.5, second highest ever. So again, it's just, I mean, the market is just incredible right now.
Yeah. And I'm looking at your Twitter feed right now, and there's a seed tender that you featured on your Twitter feed last week out of Elk City, Oklahoma. Now it was new unit, but it sold on an auction, $51,000.
Yeah, highest auction price ever on a seed tender. And I think the data shows, similar to what I mentioned on planters chip, it's something like 6 of the 7 highest or 7 of the 8 all in the past month.
Yeah.
And also note, that came out of Oklahoma, which again, you know, it's a little far south, but doesn't matter right now. It's, you can't find a new seed tender. Here's one at auction. It's new, $51,000. Amazing.
Yeah. The report that you've got today is full. We've always talked about the hot market for tractors, but it is not just tractors. It is up and down. Anything that you can put in the machine shed right now is a red hot market.
Yeah. If it's good condition and you're looking to sell it, folks, you're sitting on gold. I know there was a lot of chatter last night. A guy from North Dakota listed a Deere 4455 tractor with a loader, one owner, 9,400 hours in our machinerypete.com website, put the asking price, I'm trying to think, it was something like 83,000 bucks. And, you know, it generated like 150 comments. People are like, oh my gosh, you know, wow, that's aggressive asking price. But the other half are like, hey, that's a sweet one owner 4455. It's reliable and it's right in the ballpark. And that's, you know, we're seeing these auction prices just cascading higher right and left from all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly are. Okay. Let's stay in Illinois at Rockville. What do you got there?
Yeah, it was Friday. Actually, it was over Rockville, Indiana, little farm auction. But 1999 John Deere 8400 tractor, 3,641 hours. Now, based on that, you'd assume it's going to sell high, and it sure did. It brought 129.5, second highest auction price ever. And also, how about this? An 09 John Deere 8230. So again, pre-def, pre-tier 4. 2,819 hours, comes in at 179, fourth highest auction price ever. But get this, the six highest auction prices ever on a John Deere 8230, they've all come since June 23rd. I mean, that's just, and I'll just keep going on that sale. How about the grain truck, an 07 International 4400, 180, almost 185,000 miles. That went for 86K, fourth highest auction price ever, and same deal, seven of the eight highest auction prices have all come from the past 11 months.
Wow. Okay. You still aren't seeing anything in here that suggests the market is backing off at all.
No, the only spot, and again, let's go back to Walnut, Illinois on Thursday. So everything was, like I say, sky high. Now the combine, we talk very, very, very late model combines. Now, they had a 21 model S780 Deere, 660 engine hours, floater tires, beautiful rig, 455,000 bucks. Now, obviously not chicken feed, but there's a little back off there. So that's actually the fourth highest auction price ever. So again, That is the only spot really that I see right now. One, okay. 2, 3 year old combines, just a, not soft, but just not as gotcha. Hot.
Gotcha. We still got about 30 seconds left. Let's go further east over to Lynchburg, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm hoping to post video of this one, a YouTube video, folks. It was Saturday, Lynchburg, Ohio. How about this one? A 2000 model New Holland TV140 bidirectional.
Now, oh, yeah.
Again, a unicorn, only 347 one-owner hours, but it brought $103,000, 36.5 over the record from 20 years ago.
Wow.
I left you speechless, bud.
from 20 years ago, busted. We've talked about breaking records that were 6, 8, 10 years old, but when you start busting 20s, this is pretty impressive.
We've all taken right, the hammer of Thor to these record prices.
That's right. We got to go, Greg. Thanks so much. Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete.